Apparently, no one witnessed the rock slide, but Thanksgiving Day hikers on Nugget Falls Trail reported seeing jumbled piles of ice tossed by waves onto the beach. Refrozen ice plates 6 to 8 inches thick can still be seen on the lake. Laurie Craig is a naturalist at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center.
The first thing I noticed was that there was broken lake ice on one side, and then there was broken lake ice on another side.
With no evidence of glacier calving, Craig says trying to figure out what happened turned into a real sleuthing job.
Geologic forensics.
A scope of Ballard Mountain showed evidence of a rock slide. Then tree limbs were seen in the rubble ice.
We could clearly see evidence of where this narrow band of rocks cascaded down off the mountainside and broke the lake ice that was right up against it. And then it reverberated under the lake and hit against rock on the other side, which broke there as well.
How does that happen? If the rocks had hit water, there'd be a big splash and the wave would travel across the lake. That's simple enough. Now, add a layer of ice. Craig posed the question on Friday to Joel Curtis, warning and coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Juneau.
How does the water pop up on the other side of the lake under the ice? Let's say the ice is thicker out in the middle. It's a very, very interesting physics problem, and I am asking people that are geekier than I am to look at this.
One of the scientists he consulted was Dr. Aaron Hood at the University of Alaska Southeast, a hydrologist and glaciologist. The two came up with this.
The answer is that the wave that was formed propagated right along with the ice, although the wave was dampened because it had to lift the ice. But it still was enough to get across Mendenhall Lake and have water squirt out on the other side.
Technically, Curtis says, it was like a small tsunami. And the takeaway? Ice is not as rigid as most people think. While the ice on Mendenhall Lake may look stable, Curtis says it is not. Definitely avoid the face of the glacier, ice caves, creeks, icebergs, and the area where the lake flows into Mendenhall River.
And, of course, the freeze-thaw cycle can cause rock slides on any of the steep slopes. We all love the lake and really love going out there, but you have to be safe when you do.
On January 11th, the U.S. Forest Service and Capital City Fire and Rescue will hold ice safety training and demonstrations at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.